the trial of a 74-year-old man for the murder of a woman whose body was found in a wooded area in Cork 42 years ago has commenced at the Central Criminal Court. Noel Long, with an address at Maulbawn Passage West in County Cork, has pleaded not guilty to the murder of Nora Sheehan between June the 6th and June the 12th in 1981 at an unknown place within the state. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds is with us now. Paul, what did we hear about Nora Sheehan and her murder?
Well, Nora Sheehan lived 42 years ago at Ballyfahan in Cork with her now deceased husband, James. They had three sons, James Jr., Jeremiah and Hugh, who are all still alive, we were told, and two of whom are in court today. Nora previously worked at a hospital but appears to have suffered a fall there and had ill health issues. The court was told that she was a vulnerable person and that around the time of her death she had developed some eccentricities. She had obsessions about the nearby hospital. She was often seen near her home, on the road, waving down or attempting to wave down cars and talking to people about the goings-on at the hospital. Now, on Saturday the 6th of June 1981, she was bitten on the arm while trying to separate two dogs fighting near her home, and she went for treatment to the emergency department at the South Infirmary in Cork. She was treated and left around 10 o'clock that night with a bandage on her arm. She was also seen subsequently and remembered by a number of people at the hospital that evening, behaving somewhat oddly, waving down cars. There were a number of sightings of her after she left the hospital, we were told, and into the early hours of Sunday the 7th of June 1981. Some people, the court was told, may have seen her out on the streets as late as 4 a.m, but that was the last reported sighting of her seen alive. At around 3 o'clock on the afternoon of the 12th of June 1981, two forestry workers who were clearly upset when they arrived at the guard station and are now deceased, reported to the Gardaí finding a body while chipping wood 2.5 miles away at Shipool Wood. A Garda went to the scene with them, climbed down a very steep overgrown slope from the road, saw the body of a naked and bruised woman in the midst of briars and overgrowth, and later that woman was identified as Nora Sheehan. Now, the prosecution says it cannot say precisely how the mother of three died, but says she met her death by means of foul play.
So tell us, what did we hear about the prosecution case against Noel Long?
Well, 4 days after the discovery of Nora Sheehan's body, Noel Long's car was stopped in Cork. He was 32 at the time, 20 years younger than Nora Sheehan. He's now 74. The car was technically examined. Samples were taken from carpet fibres and from inside the boot of the car. Now, the pathologist also took samples from the body of Nora Sheehan during the post-mortem, which showed the presence of semen. A doctor in the forensic science laboratory confirmed that, preserved, labelled and archived that sample. Now, senior counsel Brendan Grehan told the jury today that this action turned out to be of great significance because in 2008, the Garda Serious Crime Review Team, which is known as the Cold Case Unit, reviewed the case, looked at it again with an eye to modern scientific developments and the science of DNA. At the time, forensic science in Ireland didn't have the ability to examine particularly small samples of DNA, but a sample was sent to a specialist service in the UK and the doctor there developed a DNA profile. 9 years later, on the 30th of November 2021, material was obtained from Noel Long, which Mr. Grehan said matched the semen recovered from Nora Sheehan's body. He also said the statistical possibility that it had originated from someone other than Noel Long is 1 in 20,000. Now, Noel Long has pleaded not guilty to the murder. The trial continues.
Paul, thank you. That's our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. You're listening to the News at 1 on RTE Radio 1.